Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, and we are here with Prophetic Perspectives. I'm live in the studio today. It is my birthday week, and I am just excited about God. Praise the Lamb of God, sparing me another day, another year in this season of life. My God, what a wonderful God we serve. I bless all of you today, wherever my voice is being heard, from the Californias all the way down to Africa, up in the UK, and then all the way over to New York, into Israel, and down to Asia, all of those that tune in and listen to our voice today, God bless you, you and you. And we hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that you all had a very exciting day with my co-host yesterday, with Prophet Daryl Saunders, who's on the air right now. Prophet, how you doing, man of God?
I'm wonderful this morning, Apostle. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord, highly favored, empowered to prosper. That's how I'm doing. That's just about just right there, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lord. Man, they tell me you had a time on here yesterday, man. What you doing trying to take my show?
I didn't do nothing that you wouldn't do, Apostle.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted you to do if you did it like that. You just laid it down like you were supposed to. Okay, I got you. Praise the Lord. Hey, now wait a minute. I'm talking to my baby mama. Now, what do you want again, Cassandra? My baby mama didn't call me this early. She called me every time I get ready to get on the show. My baby mama called me to ask me some questions about my baby. Now, do I want to be with my baby this Friday? Yeah, I want to be with my baby Friday. Now, yes. All right. My baby's going to be with me to sing in my birthday. That's what I want. Gabby Good.
I love it.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day, Cassandra. Bye. it's wonderful. We still get along. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get along wonderfully, and that's what it's all about, people of God. Hallelujah. I am overjoyed about my birthday week. Gabby's coming to stay with me. Oh, boy, that's just going to be a ball by itself because Gabby is a barrel of monkeys, you know, all by herself, Prophet Darrell. You just don't know that little girl can make you laugh all day and all night. And, you know, I was with my grandkids over the holiday and all of that. Boy, oh, boy, all seven of them together is a mess, I tell you. That's a real mess right there. Oh, my goodness gracious. But so enjoyable watching them grow up to see how smart they are and all of this kind of thing, man. I tell you the truth. It's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful thing. Wait a minute. I got to read it. Here we go. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. For he is founded upon the seas, established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall just stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity and sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. Five verses of the 24th Psalm. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just wanted to get that word out there. Today is worship. Today is Worship Wednesday, an inspiration. Prophet Dale, did you have any dynamic testimonies yesterday that I missed?
Quite a few folks called in and had testimonies on yesterday. I mean, it was really nice yesterday, Apostle, and I really enjoyed the testimonies that we had on yesterday. I can't remember the testimonies, but I know they was really awesome.
Oh, it was some awesome testimonies. Well, we praise God for that. Wait a minute. Here goes our sister, Athelia. Athelia might can think of some. Hey, Athelia.
How are you, Apostle? How are you, Prophet?
Hello.
We are blessed. Yes, we are. She's
Amen.
So nice. Was you on the show with Prophet Darrell yesterday?
Definitely. It was
definitely.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me this, then. Since you definitely was on there, can you remember one of the definitely, what I'm asking about there, Prophet Darrell,
testimonies
that was given out yesterday?
Well, the testimony I gave out was about my spiritual growth, growing, and he did prophesy over me with a confirmation that I need more tolerance and patience, which that's what God is working with me. And I explained that sometimes people that you expect to know things and act a certain way could be the one to do the dumbest and say the dumbest things and cause you to want to react, you know, back to them, like, what in the world are you thinking? But God is showing me I have to give that person the opportunity to make their mistakes, recognize their mistakes, and correct their mistakes without me responding to it, even though it's something stupid and dumb they said and done. I have to find a better way to respond to them, have a higher tolerance level, and be more patient. Just because I know something doesn't mean they know it. Give them the opportunity to recognize their errors, just like I had the opportunity. And that basically goes back to do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So my testimony is spiritual growth.
Praise the Lord. All right. All right, Shatwa.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing okay.
You sound old, Tammy.
That's because I had a tooth pulled yesterday.
Now, what happens when you get old, your teeth get old with you. See?
That's right. And if they hurt you,
start coming out.
That's it?
Yeah, when you eat sugar and cake and ribs and barbecue sauce, all that stays in your teeth, you see. Pretty soon you got to get them. The Lord changing your mouth over transition. Yes, Lord, a shift in your mouth, a shift in your mouth. Praise the Lord. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
Prophet Dale, don't leave me, Prophet Dale. Stay right here with me, Prophet Dale. We got Prophet Dale from Chicago. We got Shatwan on from Chicago. We got Althea up in Pontiac, Michigan. And we down here in Southfield, boy, it's raining cats, dogs, and little kids outside. All the way down in Baton Rouge and Louisiana area, they're flooding down there. Boy, I'll tell you, they sent me a picture of a car nearly underwater from rain,
wow. People
of God. It is raining. I'm telling you, some severe rain is going on right now. And my goodness gracious, we just want to pray for our brothers and sisters down there. You know, we got a lot of loved ones down in the south, in the New Orleans, Baton Rouge area, and more so in the Baton Rouge areas where that is going on, going towards Houston, I know, towards Texas, yeah. But we want to keep praying for them, keep praying for them, keep praying for them. The saints that the Lord would be merciful, as he said he would, that he would spare, that he would pass over, praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes you have to get still with something going on and remind the Lord. I remind him sometimes, Prophet Dale, when the storms and stuff here, I tell the Lord, Father, your servant in here, don't forget me, don't forget your promise. Promise you're going to keep me, hallelujah. And that storm pass on over, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what I expect of God in this day and time, in this season. So I know you want to do that, too. They're talking reporting mudslides. I was watching a little CNN, praise the Lamb of God, mudslides, and they was looking for a few people. Praise, I forgot what they said it was. I thought they said Mississippi, but I'm not sure that it was a mudslide somewhere around there. But we're praying and praising God on this Worshipful Wednesday. People of God, do you know worship is a powerful instrument for the prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I posted something about worship on the page today because I'm going to talk about worship today. We're going to talk about worship, all of us, praise God, together. We're going to talk about some worship today, and then we're going to just let God do what he does, and that is have his way on this show today. Let's get ready to pray if there's any special prayer requests. Praise the Lamb of God. You can push one on your dial. Good to see Bertha. I see you down there, Bertha, and I know you might not be feeling your 100% yet, but God bless you for just being on the show. We've been praying for Bertha's recovery. Had a little minor outpatient kind of surgery and is doing much better. Praise God. We thank God for Bertha Pruitt, always on the show. Rain or shine, she tried her best to be here. We thank God for those kind of dedicated and dutiful people. Amen. Praise us. And Sylvia down the line there, all of our people, praise God, just chiming in. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, I expect the numbers to be low this week because it's my birthday week. I don't expect to be high. I don't, really, I don't. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just something a prophet has no honor in his own home, and I understand that. And I ain't going to be mad at nobody this week, praise God. Know why? God is good to me all the time, and all the time God is good to me. Even when I think things are not going right, he is working it out for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yep, he's working it out, he's working it out, he's working it out. And I'm going to have that car in just a little while, people of God. Hallelujah. The lawyer been out of town, I found out, just got back. It's an estate sale, so it works different. It's not you just walk in. It's a lot of paperwork and stuff that has to be, you know, dealt with and stuff like that and all that kind of thing. This has to be done this way and that, blah, 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 all that. We handling it. Say we handling it. We handling this. Praise God. Hallelujah.
His hand.
Yeah,
yes,
we're handling this, and we're going to handle this because
it's
we are handlers, praise God. So when Prophet Darryl come back, I can ride him in style, put him in the back seat, and put me on a little chap. Show
that's
for
right.
Prophet Darryl. Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to be Kato, and he's going to be the green on it. Praise God when Prophet Darryl come back. All right, all right, all right. I hope all is well with everybody. Everybody had a beautiful weekend. Celebrating the holiday, Memorial Day, our veterans and those that have gone on, praise the Lamb, who have fought the war spiritually, who have fought the physical wars, praise God. I always remember the thing. I was listening to Prophet Darryl. I was listening to they did a throwback, man, about friends, and we have not forgotten you. Boy, they played so many of James Cleveland old songs and I Don't Feel No Ways Tired and all that kind of, I Stood on the Banks of Jordan. Oh, my goodness, did my soul go back. Oh, I'm telling you, all the way back, man, they was playing them oldies. And then some of the Dolores Barrett Campbell and all Inez Andrews. There's a leak in this old building, and my soul got to move on. I'm kind of. Man, oh, man, oh, man, let me tell you something. Boy, I forgot where I was at for a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Them old songs bring back so much because they were the songs that inspired us and helped us to maintain during some rough and hard times, I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. A song could take you over. You could go to church and get a song. A song would take you over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that. They tell me Prophet Darryl was doing some singing yesterday. I bet you I heard that much. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl was singing? Yeah, sing, Prophet Darryl. I don't know what he was saying. Praise the Lord. So songs have their place in melodies. The scripture even says that he compasses us about with songs of deliverance. He compasses us about with songs of deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the songs has its place. And it has power in God also. So don't neglect that, praise the Lamb of God. You know they didn't get out of jail until they start singing songs, praise the Lamb of God, and praying. Mm-hmm. They sung, that's right, they sung hymns and prayed. They didn't get out of jail until they did that thing. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darryl, you would have been proud of me Sunday. You talking about preaching. I went on and preached a little bit on Sunday. Man, I'm telling you, got a hold to me there. Talking about that great grace. We might talk about a little bit of that today. Praise the Lord. But right now, we want the Lord to move on this show. I feel you. It's here. Praise the Lamb of God. And granddaughter just got a teeth pulled. We're going to allow, I feel you, to do some praying for us today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that she can rest a little bit. Praise God. Let's get some feeling done today. Let's let the Lord just fill us with his spirit, his power, his grace. And his love today, praise the Lamb of God, knowing, brothers and sisters, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Those of you in convalescent home, those of you who are sick, shut in, praise the Lamb of God. I know a man from Galilee. Hallelujah. That man can heal and deliver thee in the blinking of an eye. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are lacking, you feel like you just can't make ends meet, praise the Lamb of God. Help! It's on the way. It is in the form of a man named Jesus. I dare you, double dog dare you, to put your trust. I read it again this morning. I know them that trust in me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know them that trust in me. I tell you, it's coming now to lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jehovah, 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 great I am, the sustainer. Hallelujah. We call upon the heavens in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful King, Father God, our strength, our tower, our strong Father, in the name of Jesus, all seeing, all knowing Jesus, healer, 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 sustainer and redeemer, Father God. We call upon you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah. You said where it's two or more, Father God. So we know you are in the midst in the name of Jesus. We know you are moving, Father God. We know that you are shifting in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. We worship you on this day. You're the Almighty God. You're our strong tower. You're our healer, our provider, and our redeemer, our sanctifier, and our justifier. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, we bow our head before you, Father God, and we repent our sins and ask for forgiveness, O merciful King. Wash us clean, make us anew, Father God. Refresh us in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We just thank you for keeping the people without a home, Father God, secure and out of danger, Father God. We thank you for providing clothing on their back, Father God, a makeshift shelter, Father God. We thank you for the food that's nourishing them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the angels that are watching them and keeping them safe, Father God.
We just thank you, Father God,
in the name of Jesus, that they'll become steadfast, Father God. They will endure, Father God. It's only for a time, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Let them call your name, King and Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, because you stated according to your word, Father God. John 14:40 says, ask anything in your name, and it shall be done according to the will of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, oh merciful King. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your favor on this day, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person, Father God, that's in the hospitals right now, God. We just say, pour your spirit in every room, every crevices, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for every doctor, every nurse, every technician, Father God, every person that's taking care of your gifts, your people, Father God, your heart that you took the time to create, Father God. Let each and every one of them have a compassionate heart and a compassionate mind to handle your sickly people, yeah, Father God, with grace and with love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your angels
come
of healing come through this land, Father God, through every room, every doctor, every floor, Father God, even outside the hospital, Father God. Let it be notable miracles, Jesus, that they cannot deny your name. They cannot deny your honor, Father God. They must give you glory and exalt who you are in the magnifying name of Jesus. We thank you for every nursing home, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for reviving the old, Father God. Just because they're old don't mean they have to go. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they are your white people in the earth, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let people be in the right position to receive what they already have received, Father God. To transfer not only their wealth, Father God, but to transfer their knowledge, Father God, their resources, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their families that continue to support them and love them and share them, Father God. Thank you for the doctors that are taking care of them, Father God. Thank you for the prisons, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. They look at it as a negative, but it's your holding cell, Father God. It's where you put the bad people at, Father God, so you can speak to them, Father God, speak to their heart, to renew their mind, to renew their way of thinking, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them back into the fold, Father God, to let them know they are loved and they'll never be forgotten, to let them know that they're not rejected, Father God. They are loved and they're still needed, Father God, and they're just waiting for them to receive you, Father God, so you can bring them back in the fold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for every person on this phone line in the name of Jesus. Every hearing that's attentive to the voice of God. Every heart that wants to seek the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father God. We thank you for our leaders on this phone line. Continue pouring your spirit on them, Father God. Continue opening their eyes and their ears, Father God. Bring them even closer to you, Jesus. Show them new things, Father God. Show them new visions and dreams, Father God. New ways, Father God. God, new strategies, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. We lift you on high. We call you King and Lord, Father God, because there is nothing higher than you. There is nothing wiser than you. There is nothing stronger than you. There is no resources better than your resources, Father God. You are unmeasurable, Father God. You are innumerable, Father God. There is no ruler to put by your side, Father God, because you are the creator of all things. So we give you glory and honor on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Althea. Praise the Lamb of God for your prayer today. I tell you, people of God, I believe in the works of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that God still hears prayer, that God responds to the prayers of his servants and his children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about this prophet Daryl, and I praise the Lamb, those of you that's on the show. I'm looking for, praise the Lamb of God, ways that will help us to reap the power and the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God,
Jesus,
as we go through this prophetic journey. I don't think that we should stay the same. I think we should grow and that we should change forward, that we should shift and transition forward so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, be better and better equipped and better in relationship with God. The whole idea, praise the Lamb of God, of worship is somewhat mystical when it comes down to how we enter into the presence of Almighty God, how that happens, praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, your mic is hot. How we get into the presence of Almighty God and how we find ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, at a prostrate or a bowed down position. And this has to take place, praise the Lamb of God, in the heart and in the mind, in the spirit of a man or a woman before their knees hit the ground and before they lay before the Lord in worship. I submit that many of our churchgoers, praise the Lamb of God, are not really worshipers. And I submit that the majority of people can't really explain to you the difference between praise and worship. And neither give you an example of the two. Distinctly. And this is something, you know, I've just been, Prophet Daryl, very inquisitive about how to please God. How can I please God? You know? How do I get to do that more so than God pleasing me? And so the scriptures, praise the Lamb of God, which holds the mind of God, the scriptures which hold the will of God for our lives, if we believe the Bible to be the breath of God, then we should search the scriptures, praise the Lamb of God. Christ said something very powerful. He said, you need to search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life when they only testify of me. Well, truth being spoken, they testify of him, and they testify, praise the Lamb of God, of the Father, and they testify of his Spirit, and it shows us how God does his rightful best and due diligence to establish relationship with mankind and to establish a relationship of God and a child, praise the Lamb of God, or father and son, if you would, and of creator and creation. God goes out the way to do this. And I think that we miss God and we miss our opportunity to be in this special revelatory position when we skip over or miss what is vital and important to God. And Exodus, the 20th chapter, holds for us a very powerful request of God to his people after he delivered them out of Egypt and bring them to the mount, and the Ten Commandments are given to them. And I think it's noteworthy for us to get some of these nuggets of truths and some of these gems and make them applicable to us in our day and time so that we can reap something. Now, we must remember this. God is always the initiator of revelation, not you. God always initiates revelation, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to himself in the things, praise the Lamb of God, that pertain to God. He is the revelator, praise the Lamb. The second thing is that when we see this very powerful and important caption in Israel's history, Moses is in the mount with God, and he comes down with these tablets of revelation of the heart and mind of God, and he brings them down from Mount Sinai, and he's there with the people, and he's reading this to them, and he's according to our scriptures, it says, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, who have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the first order of worship, is the elimination of all others. There can only be one for you to worship. You can't worship a multiplicity of gods. You can't worship, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, anything else but God. God will not have it any other way. You can do it, but then your worship is not acceptable to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thus, we must seek the idols of life that hinder us, praise the Lamb of God, from giving God total devotion, from giving him total reverence, from giving him the supreme seat, yeah, in our life experience and journey. God must become first. Now, I'm going to submit this to you, Prophet Darrell, granddaughter, Thea, I'm going to submit this to you, saints of God, amen, that many of us struggle with this and don't know it. That this is a struggle for a lot of us, because there's somebody occupying the seat of supremacy in your life, praise the Lamb of God, and is proven by your own actions, is proven by your own level of devotion to God and your commitment to his will and his way and his word. If you check that out, you will see if you are a true worshiper or not. How is your walk with God? How is your relationship with God? And how are you standing in obedience to his word? Those will let you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is a powerful, powerful lesson that is being shared with you today, and I want it because I believe, Prophet Darrell, that there is prophetic worship that we're missing, that we're missing prophetic worship, that we're missing prophetic praise, all because we do not qualify. Hello, light bulbs.
Wow.
Whoa. We do not qualify with what we offer God, for God to give us a revelation on how to receive more of him. Remember, praise causes the presence of God to be inhabitable, or causes God's presence to inhabit where we are. So a revelation in that area will increase his presence. I think I said something just then.
You said something.
Hallelujah. I did. I did. I need some bells around here now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that you have to come to a place, people of God, of understanding this, that God can reveal himself to you in a way and can reveal things to you in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that will give you a greater dose of him, will expose you to him on a greater level. Praise the Lamb of God. But if we don't take time, praise the Lamb of God, to try to unravel and unwrap this clay we dwell in so that we can be where God is, the way God is. He has become us once. He ain't going to do that again. He did that in Jesus. It's time for us now to become like Jesus so that we can share in the oneness that Jesus prayed about in John 17. All right, let me read this. I'm still at 20, Exodus 20. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's all inclusive, none exclusive. Praise the Lamb of God. All. No other gods. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Now, we can stop right there. Praise the Lamb of God. So God is saying to us, praise the Lamb of God, any kind of image that there is, whether it be a physical image, mental image, whatever, something you have carved out, something you have made, something molding, something gold, something silver, praise the Lamb of God, that you put high regard on, yeah, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent that you will bow down to it or before it, then God says that is an anti-God piece you're wearing, that is an anti-God piece you're bowing down to, whether it be a man, a woman, or anything. Whatever you bow to becomes your God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Because the bowing is the submitting. Bowing says, I submit to you. I'm up under you. You are above me. You are exalted above me. So I submit my will and my way. Is not that what Satan told Jesus to do in the wilderness?
Right.
During the temptation, he said, all of this
I'll give to you.
If you just bow down.
That's right.
And worship me. He said, all of this I'll give to you. All the wonders of the world, everything you see is yours. If you just bow. What a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you all the riches and everything just for you to bow before me. Prophet Darrell, it has to be something that we're overlooking that's mighty powerful about worship.
Right.
It has to be something mighty powerful about worship if Satan was going to give all of that to Jesus just for him to bow.
Ooh.
Wow.
My God. You said
woo. Now, before we jump into this high grease, let's pull back and get prepared for it because, praise the Lamb of God, as we first stated, a lot of people have never even really went through the proper process, praise the Lamb of God, of worship. Some people, I'm telling you, have never been on their face before God, not one time. They hear it, what have you, but on their face, prostrate before the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm talking about totally submitted unto God. in worship, right. Not in begging and pleading and crying and snotting about what's wrong with you. I'm talking about in worship of God, in adoring God.
Right.
In adoring God without any inkling of trying to get something out of him. Because
right.
You know when we go to God, we got a hidden agenda. We think we can manipulate God. Uh-oh.
Trying to manipulate
the Creator. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's almost like, oh, if I can just get in there, I get what I want from him. If I can just get into his presence. But God is not a man.
He
can't. Not only can he lie, you can't lie to him.
Right.
He got some lie repellent. You can't. You can't lie to God, and God can't be lied to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. True worship. So we're talking about true and pure worship. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to us as the children of God. It's a sad child that go around their mother or their father and pretend like they love them so much just to say, give me some money.
Right.
When you knew that's the reason why you went over their house.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
You went over there to woo them out of something.
Wow.
And nobody likes that. No, that's an ugly thought in the mind of a person. Praise the Lamb. You just did that to woo me out of what I have. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So God does not want to be manipulated this way either. He wants your worship to be pure and true because of who he is, because of what he has done, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and because of your love for him, that you have established a relationship with God that makes you love him. See, Satan had one problem with Jesus not bowing anyway, Prophet Darrell, and that was because Jesus didn't love Satan. Jesus loved the Father.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Jesus loved his Father. Praise the Lamb of God. So when you love God, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about bowing down to nothing else.
That's true.
Because nothing else will appeal to your love.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
When you really love a woman, you're in love with a woman, as we say, or a man, nothing else will appeal to you. It may look good to you, but it doesn't appeal to you to make you say, I'm just going to bow down and worship you.
My Lord.
I'm going to release all of the relationship, the love, the communion and all that I have with this man or woman just to have this fling with you. See?
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
God don't play the fling thing.
Help us, Lord.
God does not play the fling thing. Either you love me or you don't. Either you worship me or you worship Buddha. Either you worship me or you worship Zoroastrianism. Either you worship me or you worship some other ismatism. But this pantheon of gods that people want to carry around, I see some people say they're Christians. I look on their neck, they got a half of the sun on their neck. That's a problem to worship the sun. They wearing that on their neck and you... And you go in their house, they got all kinds of different God emblems just all over there. I'm talking about I'm spiritual. No, you satanic, that's what you is. Because
right.
If you worshiping all of these different gods, which one can tell you to kill yourself? Which one tell you to go shoot up a school? Hello, light bulbs.
Right.
Which one tell you to kill your children, then kill your wife and yourself? are these different spirits that you're entertaining? There can only be one.
Right.
And he demands total devotion. He demands total submission. Why? Because he created you. That's number one. And that should be the only reason. He's your creator. Praise the Lamb of God. But not only is your creator, he's your sustainer. Well, then if he's sustaining you, since you've been created, it just seems wise for you, praise the Lamb of God, to stay in right fellowship with the creator and the sustainer, unless you don't understand what sustain means. To sustain means to cause you to be sufficient for living, protected, covered, all those other things that can provision, all of that goes into sustain, health, strength, all the rest of that. Praise the Lamb of God. What says, watch what he says. I just need you to hear this, because some people will tell you that jealousy is not of God, and that's a lie from the pit. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. I'm a jealous God. And look what he says behind that. For those of you that want to play games with your worship, he said, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. That's a curse. To the third and fourth generation. Hello? Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
It's right there in your book. I didn't write it. God is a jealous God. He says, jealous. I'm jealous of you. Hallelujah. I'm jealous. Praise the Lamb of God. And jealousy, as we read in the scripture, you read Israel's history, you'll find out when God is provoked to jealousy, godly jealousy, he does some things in his anger and his wrath when he's provoked to jealousy. I believe he's jealous of America right now. I really do.
Say something, Apostle.
Yeah, you're saying something.
God is jealous of America right now. I believe God is jealous I believe God is jealous with America right now. I believe that the jealousy has caused his anger to be kindled, and that his wrath is being poured out on America right now. I really do believe that. Because America was at one time a country, praise the Lamb of God, that worshiped God. One time, this was a Christian nation. At one time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worship houses was filled at one time. Every Sunday. Not some. Every. Every. But I believe that we have become a people who have been seduced by the devil to make us think that we're doing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're doing it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't doing nothing. And God is showing us this, that we're doing nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. We are forsaking the worship of God. We are forsaking the acknowledging of God. We are forsaking him. And then we even have those who have matters that of importance that deals with human life that will say, God has nothing to do with this. You're on dangerous ground anytime you say, God has nothing to do with this, and he's omnipresent.
The whole blasphemy.
If God didn't have nothing to do with it, he wouldn't be present.
Right.
He said, my eyes are in every place.
Beholding the good and the evil.
That means I got something to do with it.
Right.
That's right.
Now you tell me, if you got an 8-year-old child, a son, a daughter, what aspect of their life you have nothing to do with? I need an answer from a parent. Tell me, if you got a child, what aspect of their life you have nothing to do with?
Okay.
Well, I'm a child of God. There's no aspect of my life that he doesn't have something to do with.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb.
Yep. Teach the book.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Teach the book.
Yeah. See? See? And we must come to ourselves when we think we have matured above God, when we have come to a place of articulation that is to stand upon our own intellect, which we don't have our own intellect, because all the knowledge we have come from God.
Exactly.
Every letter that's in your vocabulary came from God.
Amen.
The wisdom to be able to process your words, to be intelligent, to think, comes from God. The brain in your head, God.
Teach that book.
All of your faculties come from God. How are you going to eliminate him out of anything when he is everything?
Amen.
See, what are you doing, prophet? I'm showing you the importance of your worship. Now, if you can agree with me, then you can agree that our worship is necessary before God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I noticed, I think I said this before, praise the Lamb of God. Almost every movie come out now, and all of these series that's out now, Game of Thrones, let me see the other ones that's out, Da Vinci's Code, let me see, can I think of another one? Boy, all of these medieval, old castles and swordsmen and this time period, praise the Lamb of God, shows us more so the monarchy. It shows us the level of demand for kings and queens and dukes and noblemen and all of this, and how they were adorned and how they were addressed as sire and your lordship and this, that, and another, and how they were bowed down to when addressed and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. That type of genre or style, if you would, of presentation and salutation is the same, basically, that God addresses us to say, this is the way you're supposed to address me. I'm your sire. I'm your king. I'm your lord. Now, watch this. Since we have had a failure at respecting, watch this, the leader of our homes, which is our parents, the leader of our cities, which is our mayors and officials, the leaders of our state, and the leader of our country, there's a failure in respecting God. Hello, light bulbs.
Teach the book, preacher.
Reverence has left us. We're absent of reverencing God, revering him to the point of acknowledging him in all things, everywhere, at all times. Praise the Lamb of God. And so when you don't do that, you don't see God working on your behalf. Now watch this, Prophet Darrell. Every day, almost, I get out of the bed around 9:30 or 9:45. That's my normal wake-up time. I punch in with God normally at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's normal.
Wow. That's late.
Unless God put me on a special schedule. This morning, Prophet, watch this, Prophet Darrell. This morning, I wake up. It's 8:45. I wake up feeling better than I did yesterday when I woke up later. I spring up, jump up, start worshiping, praising God, everything. 9 o'clock, my phone ring. It's the attorney that's over the estate for the car. Now, why was I awake?
To get the call.
To get that call. Who woke me up? Okay, somebody going to see it in a minute. Who woke me up?
Jesus.
In a quiet house by myself with no alarm clock. Who awakened me?
Holy
and
Spirit.
Gave me a spirit to just get up and start praising and worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God did it. That's who did it.
Yes.
God did it. That's who did it.
Yeah.
So that the wheels can start turning in my favor. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not listening. Y'all don't want to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you what. When you can't see God, when you can't see God, your experiences, then you're not going to worship God.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're going to be a poor worshiper when you can't see God in your experience.
Well, say that, Apostle.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You can't see him waking you up on purpose. For a purpose. When you can't see him, as Grandmama said, walking and talking and sharing with you every day. When you cannot see God providing, when you think you're the man, that's all you're going to be is a man. Jericho 586, your mic hot.
Amen.
5-8-2-3-1. Who's
that's
calling?
That's me. Amen. Minister Felicia Easley.
All right. And you
all
push
right,
one on
right.
your dial.
Yes,
what can
I
we
did.
Do for you, darling?
I really, when you said that, with you woke up, that happened to me. I woke up in the morning, and my husband, he's been dealing with this company, A1, for his disability. 2001, they just stopped sending him part of his disability check. He paid into this one for a lifetime. And I just say, as of 4 months ago, I was asleep. And again, the Lord woke me up, and he said, go after America One is the company. And because I was asking God before I went to bed that night, I said, Lord, how am I going to get a down payment for the house? He said, you already got it. I said, Lord, where? And so when I woke up in the morning, he said, go after America One. And so I just wanted prayer and everyone come in agreement with me that I did. We did seek an attorney and everything to go after America One. So I just want prayer for that in agreement.
All right, all right. Prophet Dale, will you pray?
What you say, Apostle?
What you pray for her right quick?
What you pray for her right quick? Yes, I will. God, Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard the request, Father God. Father God, we just ask you, Father God, go before, Father God, make easy and deceitful our way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you declare in your declared life, in lives, in the power. God, you said we got the power to speak those things that be not, as though they were. God, as we stand in agreement, God, we know it's done right now. But there's such a power of agreement. And God, you said whatever I do, we'll touch and agree upon anything. It shall come to pass. And God, we thank you for the power of agreement. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. You be blessed, and we expect to hear back from you with a testimony.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. My God. All right. Praise the Lord. And people of God, let me tell you, those types of acknowledgments, praise the Lamb of God, when you can see and acknowledge God in those type of revelations and those types of moves of God, it causes you to be positioned, brothers and sisters, for a blessing. I'm telling you, one of the greatest things that I believe a prophet and sisters is when we stumble in awareness of God. That causes us not to acknowledge him. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And God be there wanting to direct our ways, but we don't acknowledge him.
Teach the book, apostolic preacher.
Hello, light bulbs. We don't acknowledge him. You know, and Israel had their way of acknowledging God for what they needed God for. Praise the Lamb of God. Once they understood that God was all the gods in one, that he was the God of the air, the wind, the sun, the rain, the snow, the whatever it was, he was the God of fertility. He is the God, hallelujah, the many-breasted one. He is the God, hallelujah, of all these things, of ocean, of land, of sky, of sea. He is all of this. Once they understood that, then they started approaching God in that way. Hallelujah. Our worship of God, watch this now, takes on an attitude. It takes on a personality. It takes on a culture. It takes on a lifestyle. The worship culture, praise the Lamb of God, is not just about singing, people. Hallelujah. It's not just about singing and making noise and waving our hands. A worship culture, praise the Lamb of God, deals with a lifestyle that's submitted unto God, that's submitted. Whom you worship, you've submitted to. We've already established that. That's why Satan can tell Jesus, I give you all of this, I give you all of that, Prophet Darrell, because if I give it to you and you submit it to me, I control it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what to do with it.
Right.
If you bow down to me, it's still mine. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is the only one. Watch this. Here's the catch 20. God is the only one, say, if you bow down before me and worship me in spirit and truth, it does not mean that you're mine only, but it means I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Somebody didn't catch that. Somebody didn't catch that. God is the only one that covenant to be equal with you the way you are with him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just as in a marriage. 50-50, 100-100. Just like in a marriage. God says, if you bow down and worship me, then I will become one with you. Have mercy, Lord. I hope somebody grab this. I hope somebody grab this. If you submit to me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And your ways please me, my ways going to please you, God says, because I'm going to seek to please you.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you the truth. Prophet Dale, you know, I was thinking, and I was going to post some stuff the Lord had spoke to me. And then later on, the Lord spoke again. I was going to post some stuff the Lord had, and then my hand kept stopping. My hand kept stopping because I know that people sitting in church do not believe that God speaks to people. There's still a whole lot of them that don't believe God talking to you. And then they don't believe God talks to you as much as you say he does.
Yeah, exactly. They think you're crazy.
Yeah. They can't handle it. Because he never talked to them.
Oh, my God.
But this is the reason why. You're not submitted to him. Now, this goes back, to, oh, my goodness, seeking the Lord with your whole heart and you'll find him. This goes back to they that come unto God must first of all believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All of this come into play right there, praise the Lamb of God, because if we cannot come to a place of acknowledging God as God and believing wholeheartedly that he is God, praise the Lamb of God, then we have nothing coming from God. And so our worship is in vain. Praise the Lamb of God. So our worship is in vain. All is in vain until you believe that he is. You must believe that he is. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt wants to say something. Let's see what my Bertha says. My Bertha!
Hey, Prophet.
How you doing?
It's still a whopper, but I'm here. I thank God for that. I was just listening to you talk about worship. And yesterday, as I was laying there, my daughter Shaquana called me yesterday morning, and we were talking, and she was encouraging me, and somehow another Pastor Gail got on the line, and words of encouragement was excellent. They were needed. I was laying there, and they were in the pre-op, and I just began to just think on the goodness of God, because I was nervous, because if anything had went wrong, I would have lost total hearing in my ear. And as I began to worship God and just thank him for his goodness and his grace, my issue left me. And I just began to look at the other people and to God, their conditions are worse than mine. And I just began to pray and ask God to heal these people. My worshiping God took my mind off of me and to put my mind on someone else that needed God to intervene and to heal them.
Yeah.
So by the time they got to me, I didn't even know they had put me out and I was through with everything that had to be done. I was in recovery.
You know what? You didn't know I went to the doctor yesterday, too. I was at the doctor's office yesterday evening, and the doctors are sitting there talking to me, and they're saying, well, Reverend, you know, this looks good, and blah, 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 and keep doing what we're telling you to do, and this. And then he says, now, this is what we're going to do. We want you to go down to Ann Arbor, to the University of Michigan. Soon we're going to establish these classes so that you can learn about lung transplant. And he says, and then, you know, we're going to set everything up so that if your condition worsens and you need one, you'll be ready for it, because we don't want to wait and then just jump and do it. You know, they don't do it that way. So I want you to be blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know, maybe subconsciously something he said, you know, got in, filtered in. But when I came home, I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm sitting around doing some other stuff and trying to, you know, relax from the tests and stuff I had took. And just like I'm talking to you, the Lord spoke to me and said, my son, I have sworn unto you once, and I swear unto you again by my holiness, and I have nothing other to swear by. No knife will touch you.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
No
Thank
transplant
you,
will take place. It's, let me tell you something. When he told me, he said, I heard what the doctor said. That's what he said. That's how he started off. I heard what the doctor said. Praise the Lord. And then the Lord told me, and you can tell him I said that no knife will touch you and no transplant will ever take place. I'm saying this, people of God, because I have not always been where I am in God, and I have not always, praise the Lamb of God, understood a lot of the stuff that I'm understanding right now. But fresh revelation is gushing out to me like crazy. And I'm seeing, praise the Lamb of God, it's like these combinations or ingredients to a recipe that comes together at different times to give me a revelation on spirituality and prophetic things. And I believe that's called revelation knowledge, that God gives me the knowledge of it without me ever studying it before. And that's what's been happening to me. And in this worship thing, praise the Lamb of God, I know that if we would worship God with our whole hearts, praise the Lamb of God, I know powerful and dynamic things. Even in church, as we call when the congregation comes together, worship very seldom happens.
Amen.
And we miss powerful moves of God.
Yes.
We miss healing. We miss deliverance. We miss a lot of stuff that could be taken care of right in worship.
Right.
A man's hand never have to touch you. The oil of in the bottle will stay on the altar because the oil of God will be on you.
Jesus.
Body. If we could get into the presence of God and worship him in spirit and in truth. The problem is that enough of us are not astute to worship.
That's right.
We have not been taught in this area. We come in and it's so worldly. High-five your neighbor. Bump the brother. Slap the one next to you and tell him it's all a dip. Nobody is leading us into the deeper cloud, the thickness.
Mm-mm-mm.
That we can experience God in a more powerful way.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know about you all, you know. People satisfied. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm sad. I want more.
Thank you.
You know, I want more.
More.
Prophet Dale, this is a greater season. I want a greater God.
You know what, Apostle?
Yes, sir.
As you were speaking, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, he said, why are my people afraid to come into the fullness of my glory? He said, what are they so fearful for? He said, ye fear not, just come into my glory and rest.
Jesus.
My God.
And when he
my God.
And I hear the Lord so plain for Apostle to it I had to it just, oh my God, is just unbelievable. He said, what are we afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of. To come into the glory and come into the place of God, to where therefore you can almost, oh my God, it's just so unbelievable where God want to take us. But he said we are afraid to tap into that realm.
My goodness.
Fear that has set up on the people. That's why we have not reached that level yet. All because fear has set in us. All because when we get to that level, apostle, that means it's some things that's on us, that's in us, will have to break off of us.
That's right.
There's certain things that we have been taught and we have been programmed and from all this different other stuff, and that's what's stopping us from getting to that next ram in God. I don't want to say level, but that next ram in God.
My goodness. I say ram, too. I'm with you on that one, my brother. Praise him, because that is a deeper ram. There's a greater purpose. My God. Well, Angel was singing Sunday in the praise team. Angel and the praise team was singing Sunday, the birthday and all of those. And they went into song, and I'm telling you, new songs are birthed almost every Sunday, if not every Sunday, at our church. By the Spirit of God, and we don't be trying to make it happen, it just happens. And Angel and Bertha and them went into this holy thing, and you and the musicians, and they were singing, you know, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, but it came out different when it came to the chorus part. It was like a run, holy, 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 holy. And they did it like four times, and then each time. And I actually felt as though we were tapping in to the eternal concert of heaven. I really felt that they were on one, they were in oneness with the angels. I'm very serious.
Amen. Yes.
I'm very serious. And the presence of God intensified.
Yes, it did.
Right there in our worship, just intensified, you know, as they were doing it. And before you know it, it caught on, it spread like wildfire through the whole church. And even Gabby was sitting next to me going, Daddy, dude, look at my arm, all these bumps. Wow, whoa, that's God, isn't it? I mean, it just went to another place when we really tap in to worship.
That's right.
When we really tap in to worship, when we get out of the formality of being seen and heard by men, and we slip into, I just want God to hear me. I'm singing to God. I'm talking to God. I'm acknowledging God. I'm adoring God. I don't care who see me or who don't. Because it's not about you.
That's right.
It's not about me. It's about God. I mean, what would happen if every church in America could be on one accord at the same time?
Ooh-wee. How beautiful that would be.
Ooh.
If just one city could do it.
Man. It'll be a
all the things. I mean, seriously, dismiss themselves and just surrender in worship to God.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. And yes, people, as you approach God, there's a breaking down of yourself. And I think that's a part of the challenge, Prophet Darrell, that you're speaking of when it comes down to the fear. I think it's a fear of letdown, a fear of not reaching it. But we must remember when we come into the presence of God that, and as we're coming in, that no flesh can enter into his presence. What is happening to you is your spirit man your spirit person is dismissing your flesh. It's almost like it's separating from your flesh. So it can be in the dimension God is. Your flesh can't be there. Okay. Okay. You ain't read that scripture yet, that no flesh can dwell in his. No flesh can dwell in his flesh. Y'all do know that, don't you? Your flesh can't dwell in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We press in, praise the Lamb of God, and the spirit, our spirit man, the spirit person that you are. So that is what God is conditioning by his spirit to be acceptable. The Holy Ghost gets you ready. And that's another point of emphasis that I was going to make is we do not ask the Holy Ghost to help us to come into the presence. That's what he's given to you for. To lead you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Into.
Yes,
all truth.
Yes.
Amen.
To help your infirmities. To help our weaknesses. That's what the Holy Ghost is given to us for. See, this prophetic walk will teach you to talk to the Holy Ghost before you pray.
Yes, right.
See, that sounds so oxymoron and paradoxical to people because they believe when they're praying to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here to assist and help. Praise the Lamb of God. The Holy Ghost prepare you for your worship experiences. The Holy Ghost can prepare you for your time with God. The Holy Ghost can reveal to you what's in you that needs to be dealt with so that you can come out of yourself and allow your spirit man to be one with God in prayer, in praise, and in worship.
Yes, it does.
But we never asked him. We just come on in there with the same shoes on. We don't hear him saying, take off your shoes.
Holy ground.
Holy ground.
Right.
Been too many places. You've done too much with those shoes on.
Yes, God.
That stuff under the bottom of that can't live in my presence.
That's right. That's right.
Represent your sinful pilgrimage.
Yes.
Take off your shoes. Come in here barefoot.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not listening. Y'all not listening. 985, your mic hot. Mic hot. 985, Erico.
Hello, everyone. This is Margie.
Hi, Margie.
I am sitting here, and I'm thanking God that he allowed you to have this conversation so that you could explain to us how to enter in, because Sunday's worship service, the intercessors and I were in the back praying, and I said, we're not where we're supposed to be. I said, we are worried about the time frame. We're worried about this level, that level. I said, we have not asked the Holy Ghost to just have his way in here. And I walked away, and they were laughing. I came back. I said, let's tell him to hijack the service this morning and take us to another level. And Sister Amanda laughed. The elder said, hijack the service. I said, all of you, five of us, we have the power to change this atmosphere. The facts of the Holy Ghost. It's a super church because we're thinking on one level. I need to know what God says we can have. We have not experienced yet because everyone is limiting God. I said, so hijack the service, Holy Spirit. And that's how we prayed. And we laughed. We went on. We were about 5 to 10 minutes in. And I don't know, when you say, Bishop, that we could leave our bodies and be in a heavenly realm, when Bishop took over and said, we can't stay here, I heard that, and then I didn't hear anything else. And the next thing I know, church was going on as it should, and he was crying, and he was He was like, we just got to let God. We just got to let God. God, we thank you. Time stood still because we still put everything on time. But 20 minutes, nothing but the power and presence of God in that place. I don't remember scripture going forward. I don't remember the prayer going forward. I don't even remember the songs we sang. And the reason I don't remember is because God had taken over. And there was weeping and tears. And so this is what it feels like. Because at the second service, which starts immediately after, and they were singing, I said, I don't remember that. I don't remember this. I don't remember that. The Holy Ghost told me, go home. He said, go get your husband. He's not feeling well, and go home. And that's what I did. And I watched it streaming. And sure enough, everything was different in the second service than the first. Because we give the Holy Spirit the power that we gave him in the first. He will not take it. You have to give it to him.
Wow. Wow. You have to give it to him. You're right. God is not going to force himself on us. He's not going to overpower us. He's waiting on the contrite, broken spirit that's longing for him. That's longing for him. That wants him. That's what he wants. And that is the most important aspect of our journey with God is to break the mold that we think that we can come in and fit his mold. I tell people this all the time. God has the right to be praised and worshiped his way and not the way you want to give it to him.
Amen.
And nobody takes the time to find that out. You have to commend Jesus' disciples for saying, Lord, teach us to pray. Mm-hmm. They recognized that there was something different in the way he prayed or the way John's disciples prayed or something. Teach us to pray. Shouldn't that go a step further? Teach us to praise you.
That's right.
Shouldn't that go a step further? Teach us to worship you. Now, where I'm at now with God is, teach me what to do in worship.
Yes.
What to do with your presence when it overwhelms me like this?
Jesus.
Yes.
Is there a way to take your presence and cause it to be a power force among us, whereas that people can be healed and delivered and set free? Should I move in this atmosphere, or should I be still?
That's right. Jesus.
Should I do now that I've captured you like this? Now then, I feel heavy but light at the same time. Now that I feel like I'm high, but I'm sober as a fiddle. I feel like my skin and me it's not together, that somehow you've divided my flesh from my spirit man, and I could really just go home with like Enoch did and never come back.
Jesus.
Stay right here in your presence forever. Time
Amen.
Means nothing.
Glory to your name, my Lord.
How do I handle that? The worship has to be pure, people of God. Purity of worship is just purity of heart and it's purity of focus. As you're adoring God for what the Bible says he is and what he is to you. That's the best way I can put worship. You're worshiping God for what he is. Hallelujah. And you're literally telling him. You're literally telling him what he is and who he is. You're literally telling him out of your own mouth, and you're adoring him, you're loving on him. It's a coitus. It's a romance. It's wonderful. It's all together lovely.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you better say something before I pop. Go ahead, man.
You know what? You said, you know what, early on, before you and the young lady said something, you know, you said something so profound about taking off your shoes. You know, a lot of times, I went to this church. It was like a Jewish church or something. They don't even allow you to bring your shoes in the sanctuary.
Wow.
They reverence that sanctuary like, oh, my goodness. And you talking about the power of God filling that place when the people was all bowing and worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Them people,
wow.
it was like, oh, my goodness. Now that it grew on to me that when I begin to step up before the people, I have to take my shoes off. God said, because these grounds are holy.
Holy ground, Reverend.
And I have to, sometimes I have to take me some extra socks or something to put on my feet. All because when I step in the sanctuary of God, I want to be in His. I want to be in Him, holy.
Yes,
I want to be in His newness. And, you know, because everything can't go behind, everything cannot go in the presence of God.
That's it. Amen.
Everything can't go in the presence of God. You know,
you want me to tell you what is, you know what is funny to me, Prophet Darryl? That since we've got the Holy Ghost, we get unholy. That sounds like, that sounds, isn't that a contradiction?
It is.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost now. Now I get unholy.
It's bad.
Lose my holiness.
That's right.
Wow.
You know what, Prophet? Can I say this? I think it's because we have come into a place where we find ourselves we so holy that we forget that we have to constantly be on guard because the enemy will come in and slip in, and you'll find yourself being unholy thinking you still holy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of the walk that we still have to walk, and we still have to be careful of how we walk, that we just forget,
true,
I'm so holy. Oh, I'm so holy. And you find yourself walking in unholiness.
At the same time, though, I think that the believers have a wall of excuses and have a wall of acceptance of wrong.
Exactly.
To continue to do what we want to do in the flesh without challenging it and covering it when we can lay aside every win, every sin and the weight, as the scripture tells us to do. We can lay it aside, and we don't, and we keep it there and entertain it and everything else without challenging it, without confronting it, and without putting it before the Lord, or even as we're speaking before the Holy Ghost, and that could be another topic we can get into later on, is how do we really utilize the Holy Ghost? Because I think he's been mistreated a long time. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But anyway, that we can understand that Jesus was holy.
Yes, he was.
Holy man.
Amen.
He was down to earth, but he was a holy man.
Yes, he was.
And he did holy things. When he went in the house of God, his holiness shone through until demons cried out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Bob. The spirits noted his spirit. So when we come in, the spirits note our spirit.
Right.
So why are they not crying out?
Because they don't see Jesus.
Okay. Somebody going to get my
they
point.
They don't see the spirit of God in
you.
I don't think we emphasize even in prayer and conditioning ourselves for when we're coming together, even in the worship experiences or what have you, that we're conditioning ourselves in prayer as Jesus did in order to be prepared to meet the challenges that we can and will face. Jesus knew that Satan was as real as he was, and he knew demonic forces was on the earth. He knew that. Jesus prepared himself, his all-night prayer meetings, up in the mountains praying, this, that, and another. When you see him after these powerful communions with the Father, it always resulted in power being displayed the next morning or the next day in an unusual fashion, if you read it. And I believe he was a man to prayer constantly, but, of course, interacting with his disciples all day and teaching. I think he went into the mountains and prayed to be refueled as far and as well as fellowship. Because I notice when I go into the presence of the Lord, many times the Lord refill me. It's like the most refreshing thing comes over me, and it strengthens me. If I have a headache, it leaves. Whatever tension and stress on me, the Lord lifts it off me. And that is beautiful to me. I love that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I notice that when I empty out prophesying or doing whatever I'm doing for God, when I get to my tank is almost empty, I find that the only way I can refuel that tank is going into the presence of God. There's no other way. I got to get in that word. I got to get into praise and worship. And when I connect, I promise you, it comes. Praise the Lamb of God. But also, that is the time to commune, to receive from God your marching orders, your assignment, or what is it that he would have you to do. You know, I'm very, very cautious now of asking God what he would have me to do. In these worship experiences and things of that nature, I'm praying over them like never before. And what he would have me to say. How would he have me to speak to his people? Because it's so vital and so very important. And when our words become God's word is when our words have the greater impact.
That's right.
Not something we just grabbed and say, this will work. I'm going to preach that the next time I preach. I'm going to preach that. That was good. Ooh, we birthed to really preach that. Wait till I'm going to preach that. And
preach
that. And But that's not God's assignment at that time. And because you didn't check in, you sound good, but you had no impact.
Right.
But when you speak what the Father has given you, what the Holy Ghost has revealed to you, and it could be that, yes, preach that message. It could be what Bertha spoke on. Then again, don't have to be.
That's right.
And then sometimes God don't want you to preach.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, Lightbulbs.
Amen.
I have gone and the Lord said, prophesy today. I have gotten up to preach and the Lord says, prophesy to everybody in this building.
Amen.
Being obedient and being submissive in that place is what yields the power to us. Worship should set the pace for that.
Yes, it does.
My God, I love this right here. My goodness gracious, was it awesome? This is just awesome, my God. I love it. I love it. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Because this is what takes us to a greater place of spiritual maturity. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you the process. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bible, the 100th Psalms. The 95th Psalms is my favorite, though. I'm going to tell you. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. I'm going to show you all this one time, and I ain't going to be bothered with you. Okay? I'm going to show you all this one time in the 95th Psalm. Somebody say, got it when you get there.
Got
it. None of y'all got it when you get there. Let me hear you say, got it. The 95th Psalm.
Got it.
All right. I want y'all to watch this.
Got the last man for Pastor Juan. Got it real quick.
Watch this, Prophet Darrell. Now listen to me, people of God. I feel the Holy Ghost just came on me real strong. Oh, thank you, Father. This is a recipe. This chapter right here is a recipe. Now you better listen to me. The Lord showed me this one. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. This is the first thing you want to do in this formula. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, okay? We ain't going to spend a lot of time on this. That's the first thing you want to do. Sing unto the Lord, not to yourself.
Right.
If the song is not being sung to the Lord, don't sing it. If you want to get in the praise and worship right. Hello, light bulbs. I'm talking to you now.
Amen. We're listening.
This has already been tried, tested, and proven.
Unto the Lord.
I'm listening, yes.
Let us sing unto the Lord. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's the same God, right?
Yeah.
So you, and you're joyous unto the Lord, directing it, focusing it to God. If you sing a hallelujah, sing every word to God.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, my song rise to thee, let it be rising to him.
Oh, God.
Not rising to you.
Right.
Because the mistake, the majority you do is you don't sing to the Lord, you put on music.
My Lord.
That sings to you. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for keeping me last night, for watching over me while I sleep.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. Give God some thanks. Make a joyful noise with psalms. Y'all don't hear that, do you?
That's right.
Make a joyful noise unto him. Well, I was reading my meditation. No, baby. That ain't all of it. See, it's two sides of meditation. It's devotion and meditation. Your devotion is unto God. The Psalms of David have been accepted as divinely inspired scripture. Read these back to God. Don't read it. The 93rd, the third Psalm said, the Lord reigneth. I don't read it like that. I said, Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty.
Yes.
You are clothed with strength. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me. Y'all don't want to hear me. When I read the 94th, I said, oh, Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. God, to whom vengeance? Well, I talk to God.
Right.
When have you read this to God? When have you read these psalms to God? While you are doing your praise and writing your thanksgiving and stuff, you get your word. You read these psalms to God. I know I'm helping you. I know you ain't never learned this in Bible class. I know it.
Thank you, Apostle.
I know it. It's Sunday morning. Amen. I know it.
Thank you, Apostle.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. See, you're exalting the Lord right there.
Amen.
You're acknowledging God. You're exalting God right there.
Yeah.
In his hands are the deep places of the earth. This adoration here. The strength of the hills is his. The sea is his, and he made it. and his hands formed the dry land. You acknowledging God. Now look what he said. Oh, come, let us worship.
Yeah,
and bow down.
And bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. When the last time you've been on your knees?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you see it say worship right there?
Yep.
Yes,
I
said worship.
The sixth verse said worship?
That's
you notice the six is the number of visitation? Watch number seven. He is our God. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Watch this. Today, if you would hear his voice,
harden not your heart.
And harden not, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation, in the wilderness when your father, watch this. Now, I want you to notice some things that's going on here. That's going on here. In the beginning, it's somebody, David is telling you to come on, let's worship God. Come on, let's sing unto the Lord, right?
Right.
Right? Am I right?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Then down here in this 8th and 9th verse, the language changes.
Yes, it does.
When your father...
It says, watch this, the 7th verse says, hey, if you will hear his voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the 8th verse, and harden not your heart as in the provocation and in the day of temptation when your fathers tried me or tempted me and tested me and saw my work. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It went from David talking to God talking.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus.
First. It went from first person, from second person to first person. Right in one verse.
Yes.
I'm the only one to see that.
Wow.
No, that's right there. Verse 9, God is talking.
40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said it is a people that do err in their heart and they have not known my ways until whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you take this 95th Psalm and do it, when you get into that worship, God is going to speak to you. That's what he revealed. He revealed this to me some years ago. That if you do this recipe right here, I'll speak to you.
Yes, Lord.
Just one kiss to it. You got to. You got to do it with your whole heart.
Yes,
now, somebody go wise enough to get off the show today and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow you're going to be hollering.
Oh, Lord.
You're going to be on the show telling me, Prophet, I went in there and just dismissed. Now, you know this ain't something you do in front of your kids now.
That's right.
This is a closet thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is something between you and God.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
this is a secret closet. Getting into the presence of God and hearing the voice of God. I have led pastors into the presence of God by this same scripture. And in my presence while I'm there, they hear from God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Without me saying a word.
My God.
Coached them through it while they were down on their knees. And tell them, forget I'm here now. And go on in there with God. Just let your spirit man go.
That's right.
Come out and tell me, say, man, the Lord told me to do this. The Lord told me to do this. He told me to look in my drawer, and there's some money in there. And he went to his desk and looked in there. Somebody had put an envelope, and there was some money in it for him. He said, oh, my God. People of God is real. God is real.
Yes, he is.
And you want a relationship with you that's second to none. The combinations and the recipes are right here in the Bible. Are right here in the Bible. Psalms 100. All I'm telling you, it's something to this, people of God. You better listen to the prophet today. Oh, my goodness. In that is the steps of prayer, the steps of praise and worship. Prayer, praise, worship. Singing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Acknowledging God. Didn't Jesus tell you to do that? Acknowledge Heavenly Father when you pray to our Father.
Our
which art in heaven. Which art in heaven.
Yes.
How
yes.
holy is your name. You're hallowing the name of God then. Holy is your name. Great is your name.
Holy,
you're
holy.
Great above all gods. There is no God but you. Hallelujah.
No God.
My God, my God. And you just walk through it. And when you, by the time you get on your face and worship, I promise you. I promise you. As the Lord reveals stuff to you, the Holy Spirit reveals stuff to you, you got hardness in your heart, unforgiveness, just repent of it and let it go so you won't be stopped and hindered getting into that presence.
Jeez.
And you're going to find yourself in there. Praise the Lamb of God. And just worship him in the beauty of holiness. Oh, my goodness. And you're going to be saying, a change, a change, a change has come over me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Woo, I feel him strong.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you being with us. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hallelujah. God said to tell the people, I'm going to come if they call.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to come if they call.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. What a calling card.
Yes,
I'm going to come if they call.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God. Awesome God. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, God. Bless your name. Oh, my goodness gracious. It don't take much for me. Hallelujah. I'll be gone in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for your people today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Will y'all let me pray for you before you dismiss yourselves?
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Lord.
I want to pray for you.
Every way, Lord. Every way, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Children, Father. Yes, God. I want to pray for you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us your. Father, we love you today.
Yes, gosh.
Holy and righteous God. We acknowledge you, Father, even the more now. For we are in awe of you. How awesome you are. How wonderful you are. Thank you today for your word, for your teaching, for your revelation, for your drawing on us, for you challenging us. Pulling on us
yes,
to be more like you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you for the Holy Ghost today. that indwells us, Father. Bless you, Father, that holiness is ours, because in you we live and move of our being. I give you praise today, Father, for every son and every daughter that's listening to my voice right now and that shall listen to my voice through these recordings. I bless you, Father. Hallelujah. For every one of them, thank you for snatching them out the fire, even as you've done me, for cleansing and purging. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. God, our Redeemer. God, our Restorer. Thank you for what you're doing for us, to us in this time. Awesome, God. Ah, your love is greater than life.
Thank
you, Jesus. Your love is greater than life. And we thank you for your life in us.
Thank you,
Father, for this time we've shared together.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Someone, Father, is pressing into you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Someone wants to come into the beloved. Hallelujah. Someone wants to be accepted in the holy. Someone wants to come, Father. Hallelujah, into the thick, dark cloud. Somebody wants to come, Father. Somebody wants to hear your voice. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Speaking to them clear words.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Somebody want to hear your voice. Hallelujah,
yes,
God. As they worship. As they worship you. As they adore you. As they exalt you. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Ah, God. Thou. Who knoweth all, shine the light from heaven on us, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's any evil in us, any hidden sin,
yes,
reveal
Jesus.
It that we might repent,
yes,
that we might
Jesus.
Turn, that we might
yes,
turn
Lord.
To you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh,
Father.
Jesus.
Grant us
yes,
prophetic
Lord.
Worship.
Yes, Lord.
Grant
Hallelujah.
Us prophetic
Hallelujah.
Worship, prophetic praise,
yes.
prophetic things. Lead us, God, under
oh,
the to the rivers that never
yes,
run dry.
Lord,
lead
Lord,
us
Lord.
Found. Hallelujah, that gushes forth. Oh, God, fill us again.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill us afresh. Bubble over in us. Bubble over, God. In Jesus' mighty name. You're God of heaven and earth. Oh, God, somebody, while they're on their knees worshiping, heal today. Deliver today. Open doors today. Grant favor today. Release wealth today. Somebody need a miracle. Miracle working God. Miracle working God. Release on you. Bless today. Bless today. Lift up our heads. Joy in our sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's facing peril at work. Oh, God, stand for your children. Stand, Father, against the wicked and evil ones. Stand, Father, as a sun and shield. Stand, Father, to whom vengeance belong. Stand, Father. Hallelujah. With your banners. Wave them over us. Wave them over us. The true worshipers. those who worship you in spirit and truth, we love and adore you today. In the master's name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And amen. And amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Praise belong to you, God.
Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We belong to you. Yes, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to your holy name, God. Holy, 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 holy. Your holiness, your holiness. Oh, your holiness, your holiness. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify you, Lord.
You are great and mighty,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're holy, God. You're holy.
Glory, 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 Jesus.
There is none like you, Lord.
There is so much, Jesus.
So holy, so holy.
Holy.
Worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We belong to you.
Holy God, holy God.
For your holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah.
You're holy, Jesus. Holy. Lord God,
you're
almighty. You're holy. You're holy.
Supernatural healing. We pray.
You're holy.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy Spirit, do your healing.
Holy to the name.
You're holy.
In the name
holy, holy,
holy.
As you breathe on him, breathe in.
To you.
Glory to God.
Let every breath.
Let's
pour it out. In the name of Jesus. We speak divine healing. We speak divine healing. We speak divine holiness. A rebirthing of the one new man. The prophet Shakespeare is our prayer. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're strengthening every fiber of his body from top to bottom. In the
thank you, Lord.
Call forth for it, and it shall be as he obeys you, Lord God. He has been on his life that must be completed with a healthy body, a body that can speak without wearing out, a body that can breathe your breath into the atmosphere, and there will be healing, because he will be walking in supernatural healing.
Jesus.
Speak it over him. Speak through him. Breathe in him again. Fresh fire and healing, which is the children's in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. God bless. Thank you, Margie. All right, people, we got to go. We're out of time. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Thank you, Prophet Daryl, and all of you that have been here with us. I love you guys.
We're not without authority, but we're his agents in the earth. Come on, say, we can change.
We can change the
world. We are the generation. Change is not going to happen if we don't do it. If nothing changes with us, nothing changes. That's why God said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. When we get this, the world will change. See, we bought into the mentality that the majority rules, that we can't do anything by ourselves. But we don't live in a democracy. We live in the kingdom. God and us are the majority. Come on, say this. Say, we can change the world. Do you believe? I believe this. I believe this. If I didn't believe this, why would I be standing up here? There's no reason to keep coming week after week after week and hearing the same thing over and over if we don't believe that what we get on the inside of us can change the world. If we don't believe it, we should stop coming. One more time. We can change the world. Come on, can you sing it? I want to hear you declare it. We can.